You're listening to SBS News.
It's a fear many Olympic athletes must be facing, getting sick with COVID-19. And world number 17 men's tennis player Alex de Minaur is the first member of the Australian team to test positive for coronavirus. De Minaur was in the UK in a biosecure bubble at Wimbledon, where he lost in the first round. He tested negative there on the 5th of July, but developed symptoms after travelling to Spain. He then took two mandatory pre-departure tests, which came back positive. De Minaur was on the verge of his first Olympics, and Australia's chef de mission, Ian Chesterman, says he was looking forward to competing.
Sadly, Alex will be unable to join the Australian team here in Tokyo. We're very disappointed for Alex. He said that he's shattered not being able to come. It's been a dream since he was a child to represent Australia at the Olympic Games, but he has sent his very best wishes for the rest of the team.
Losing de Minaur is a blow to Australia's medal chances, on top of fellow tennis player Nick Kyrgios's decision not to play in Tokyo. There's also no guarantee he'll be replaced by an Australian. That's up to the International Tennis Federation to decide. Ian Chesterman says no other Australian players have had contact with de Minaur and all have tested negative to coronavirus.
It's very important to understand that these tests are in place for a reason. The whole Olympic movement needs to make sure that when players, athletes arrive in Japan, they are in a situation where they're free of COVID. We need to protect this bubble. Alex has been caught up in that system, but it does show that the system is working. And while we'll miss Alex, he understands the reasons why he can't be with us.
And in more bad news, Australian women's basketballer Liz Cambidge has quit the team over mental health concerns. The star Opals player announced the news on Twitter, saying,
"I've been really worried about heading into a bubble Olympics. No family, no friends, no fans. No support system outside of my team. It's honestly terrifying for me. I need to take care of myself mentally and physically. It breaks my heart to announce I'm withdrawing from the Olympics."
Cambidge reportedly fell out with her Opals teammates during their pre-Olympic training camp in Las Vegas. Basketball Australia is investigating reports the four-time WNBA All-Star was involved in a physical altercation and allegations she broke team protocols to go out in Las Vegas. Despite being a hugely important figure for the team, Ian Chesterman is confident Cambridge's Opals teammates will rise to the challenge.
And Liz has been a very strong performer for the Opals over many years. But I do know whoever pulls on the green and gold for the Opals, because I've worked pretty closely with them over the last couple of years, will be fully committed to keeping their incredible Olympic record alive. So, like we see with Alex, you work with the cards you dealt with and you move on and try and make the most of your opportunities.
And Australia's men's basketballers were given a scare when USA player Bradley Beal tested positive for COVID-19 and was ruled out of the games. There has been no positive tests in the Boomers camp since. Australia's team medical officer, Dr. David Hughes, says they've always expected some COVID-19 cases will arise.
As you know, 98% of the Australian Olympic team are vaccinated, which makes them much safer. Doesn't mean they can't catch infection, makes them a lot safer. And I should point out that group participating in that tournament have daily PCR tests. So they're being tested absolutely every day. So, at this stage, it's hard to quantify the risk. It's not zero risk, but it's not a high risk. But we feel confident that with the processes that basketball have in place with daily PCR testing, if there's an issue, it will be detected.
Despite that reassurance, the second match between Australia and USA in Las Vegas on Saturday has been cancelled as a precaution. The women's match will still go ahead. Meanwhile, in Tokyo, COVID-19 infections have surged to their highest levels in 6 months, with more than 1,300 cases recorded on Thursday. Tokyo is in its fourth state of emergency, as International Olympic Committee President Thomas Bach reassures the Japanese public that every precaution is being taken.
Earlier today, I was together with Yamashita-san in the Olympic Village, and we could see and could convince ourselves that all the delegations are following the rules and are supporting these rules, because they know It is in their own interest to be safe, and it's in the interest and it's in solidarity with the people of Tokyo.
Thomas Bach is travelling the country, meeting with Japanese leaders and promoting the Games. But most of the Japanese public remains unconvinced, including this Tokyo resident, Kei Hagiwara.
I think it's a tough situation for Japan. How is Japan going to handle the coronavirus situation from here? There will be more and more people getting infected. In addition, there have been a lot of people who've come to Japan. So what are we going to do afterwards?
Claire Slattery, SBS News.